Hi guys, my name is Clara and welcome to my podcast Club 87. So on this podcast we're going to be talking about movies and books and music and basically anything that is the arts. This podcast is dedicated to the dreamers and the estates like me. So please, whenever you see this link, do come back. Love, Club 87. Hey guys, welcome to the Marvel Marathon series. For 10 episodes, I'd be reviewing my best 10 Marvel movies. It's so good to be back, isn't it? So stay tuned and it's always love, Club 87. Hey guys, so I've said happy new month before, Abby. Okay, so I've been ill for a while and you guys have been amazing checking up on me and making sure I take my drugs and all of that. I'm a lot better today and it's been very, very, very exponential. Like, it's been very unpredictable because I went from very good to like very sick in like 12 hours. And then, well, sometimes it do be like that. Anyways, it's almost the weekend and I'm excited because like I like the weekend because I get, and not just a musician. Haha, that was a dry joke, like a parent joke. I don't know why I'm particularly nervous about today's episode. I don't know. I've done this like how many times? Like 20 or less than two. Sure, I've done this enough times to master it, but then and I hope you guys enjoyed the last episode about Black Panther. Someone said that was their favorite episode of mine, and then that's like really nice. It warms my heart. So in case you haven't seen it, I'm going to put that link again with this one. Well, it will make no point because you listening to this means you've already seen both links, but then anyways, you can tell somebody to listen to my podcast today. Today's episode might be a little short because like I'm still recovering and sometimes I get tired, but then Spider-Man Homecoming. Now this episode is going to have, it's going to be like a class for law students. You're going to understand very well because we deal with a lot of stupid theories. So I have a theory that is very unconventional and to the popular, well, conventional means popular, but then so there have been three Spider-Man throughout history: Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland. Eh? So some people say Toby is the best, some people say Tom Holland, but then my best is Andrew Garfield. I feel like just the way they came is the way they are. Okay, Toby was too serious, Tom Holland is somewhat too playful, but Andrew was somewhere in the middle. He's my best Spider-Man, but that doesn't mean that I don't like the other Spider-Mans. So today we're talking about Tom Holland. Okay, so let's do a lot of Tom Holland's theory. So Tom Holland in Spider-Man was, and Zendaya was in this movie too, and anyway, there's Zendaya, there's magic, I mean Zendaya. But then okay, Spider-Man Homecoming was a very nice movie because when I found out that Spider-Man, even though he belonged to the Marvel Universe, was not, like, that Sony still had rights over it. Like, it was a bit confusing for me when somebody explained it, that they didn't have a right to make his movies, plus him and what's his name, Iron Man could not exist in the same city in New York. It was a lot messy to me. I didn't understand it at first, I'm not going to lie. But then, when I now saw Homecoming, I was like, oh, for real? So the time I actually take cognizance of this thing, they decide to fix up. So Spider-Man Homecoming is actually really nice because you see a lot of him just trying to be a normal child, trying to grow up, having this massive crush on Zendaya, having a friend who never leaves his side. But then he has somewhat like an uncle figure in Iron Man who likes him and makes cool stuff for him and shit like that. So and then it's just so nice to see that he had a friend in Tony Stark. Well, I get to close out to the end of Marvel Marathon, which means I'll soon review Endgame. God give me strength and grace, because Endgame is a lot to unpack. But let's focus on Homecoming first. So, in Homecoming, we can see that Spider-Man, more than most things, just wants to be a child. Like, he wants to go to school and not have to worry about stuff that do not necessarily concern him at first. But then that's not what life is all about. So he has to fight bad guys, become this whole a superhero that has to hide his identity from his friends. Probably being a child in the Marvel Universe, you obviously be wowed by Tony Stark. I mean, like, for him to exist in your time, like, that's so cool. And then, not only did he exist, he knew you. You interned in his company. He made you a cool-ass suit. He helped you come up with lies so that you could go and fight crime. Habba, habba, habba. So, Peter Parker had it better than most teenagers, honestly. I think I liked the Homecoming movie because, well, from the name, it came home. That was just it. That was the only spectacular thing I liked about it. I like the Spider-Man origin story better. But then this one didn't really showcase it. The one where his uncle died and all of that. Well, the Aunt May they used in this one, she's a very beautiful woman. I'm never going to lie. Like, she's very pretty. Her smile, her hair, everything is just on fleek. So, yes. And then, yes, I'm back to not doing spoilers. But then for Marvel junkies, I don't think there's anybody that's not seen this movie. But nonetheless, I'm still not going to do a spoiler. Anywho, so you see Spider-Man being, well, a child being Spider-Man. And he's just, like, trying to make it. I think his biggest challenge is that they're trying to just find himself. It's so funny, but then it's true. And then he meets Tony Stark. And then he talks a lot. Tom Holland is very good at executing the role of Spider-Man in this movie for what they intended, because he got the part so accurately. It was annoying. Like, he was so chatty and he was so happy. Like, I don't have anything against happy people. Happy people, in the words of one of the most beautiful artists in Nigeria for me right now, world, happy people live your life, you are so contagious. Like, there's nothing wrong with him being that happy. Just that sometimes when you're tired and you're seeing all that energy, you're like, what the fuck does this boy get all that energy from? But then he does. Tom Holland is an amazing actor. He is. I have to give him that with everything. Like, he is spot on. He never got tired of being a ball of energy. And flowing from seeing him in Civil War, I mean, it was refreshing to see him get his own movie in at home with, Spider-Man. And the other Marvel heroes. So I think this was the last movie. Okay, no, Infinity was the last movie, but this was the pen. No, not even the penultimate. Sha. What I want to talk about is this. God, this can't be happening to me. What's his name? The guy that made all the movies. I respect him so much. Is not Stan. No. Wait, I remember this thing. He always makes camouflages or bloopers or like, I think they are called bloopers, I'm not sure. But then he always has like short scenes where he's in it and then everybody's like, hey, his name is Stan Lee. I can't believe it was Stan Lee. I'm trying to remember. So like, this was one of the movies where Stan Lee's camouflage was a bit long because he was the bus driver. And then you see Spider-Man, among other things, trying to be a child and also be a hero at the same time, which was very, very tasking for him. But then with Tony Stark at his side, he was able to, you know, get out of it. And then I just currently saw the part 2, and then, well, I'm not going to review that one, sorry. But then it was a nice movie altogether. I think I rated it an 8 because, honestly speaking, it was a nice movie. I felt a high after I watched it. I'm very sorry I might not be able to relay that kind of high I'm feeling right now. But then, was a nice movie too. It's a very nice movie, and it's one of the Marvel movies that's actually for children, because a lot of Marvel movies are not for children, but then this one is actually for children. So if you haven't seen it, or you have a new child or a child who is just coming of age and you want them to have a family time with you, Spider-Man Homecoming is suitable for that. So once again, thank you for listening to my podcast, and have a good weekend, and it's always love club 87. Bye.